Welcome to Central. Glad you can join us. And what Chris said there is absolutely true. This really is the first Sunday of a new fiscal year. I mean, can you believe it? This Sunday is actually supposed to be a celebration of a new beginning, and yet in so many ways we find ourselves trudging through a very strange season. Have you ever attended a birthday party and thought, I don't want to be here? Or let me ask you it like this. Have you ever had a birthday party thrown for you that you never wanted to be at? If you have, hit that heart emoji on the online platform. I remember distinctly Vibka throwing me a surprise birthday party for my 40th birthday. And as soon as I picked up what was going on, quite honestly, my heart sank. And I thought, I just don't want to be here. And I didn't want to be there because being the center of attention in birthday parties has always been so uncomfortable for me. You know, in so many, through so many seasons of my life, celebrating has been something that I have found very difficult to do, even in seasons that have been really great. Honestly, church, I feel a little bit like that today. We have so many reasons to celebrate. And yet, as excited as I am about everything that God has done, I find myself thinking, how can I celebrate today when our church is scattered? What is this, the 11th week? And our nation is torn. How do we celebrate through seasons that are more like trials than victories? As I've been thinking that through this week, I've forced myself to remember that the Bible says that celebration is a spiritual discipline that is essential for us to live that joy-filled, victorious Christian life. I was reminded of the work of Richard Foster in his book, Celebration of Discipline. And a number of years ago, Richard wrote these words. Celebration, he said, is central to all the spiritual disciplines. Without a joyful spirit of festivity, the disciplines become dull, death-breathing tools in the hands of modern Pharisees. Just look at that for a second. Celebration is at the center of all spiritual disciplines. And if we don't practice celebration, Foster says, then we will find all of these other spiritual disciplines not bringing life and joy. They actually bring legalism, despondency, and decay. You see, celebration is at the heart of all of the disciplines. Celebration is at the heart of the Christian life. And there are a number of reasons why. Here's one of them. God is good. We celebrate because God is good. Have a look at Mark 10:18. Jesus said, "No one is good except God alone." Now, Jesus says those words when people have actually said that he is good. And Jesus says, listen, as good as any person you will ever meet in this life is, I want to tell you, Jesus said, God is the exemplary, ultimate standard of all goodness. I mean, think about this. We say things like, wow, especially in this season, right? Wow, that barbecue was so good. Or that movie was so good. But all of that goodness fades into insignificance in comparison to the God who is the personification of all that is good. God is good. And we celebrate no matter what is going on in life, no matter what is going on in our nation, because God is good. God is in nature good. He is morally excellent. He is benevolent. He is gracious, in other words, towards us. He is not sometimes merciful and sometimes just, but God is eternally, infinitely just and merciful. In other words, God is the original definition of good. We celebrate because God is good. And no matter, I wrote, what God is, what is going on in our lives, in our nation, God's goodness gives us a reason to hope, and that hope stirs us towards celebrating. And so as I wrestled with the reality that today was going to be a day where we can just look back and celebrate all that God has done, as I wrestled with that, I just remembered that I can always celebrate because God is good. But the second reason I can celebrate is because God does good. God does good. Have a look here. Psalm 119, verse 68, we read, "You are good, and what you do is good." God is good. And because God is good, everything that flows from him is goodness. And so the first part of God's goodness actually focuses on his character. And out of this character, there flows these actions, these deeds, where God intervenes in our lives. Just this week, I received an email from someone who told me how God had intervened in their life, how they were on a path towards destruction, and God intervened through the ministry of this church and actually turned that person in a completely different direction. And now that person who was once broken is now on the path towards healing and wholeness. You see, God is good, and his goodness leads to God doing good, and that those deeds of goodness impact upon people. We can celebrate today, as difficult as things may be, because God is good. And because God is good, God does good. I wrote, God's good deeds express the goodness of his nature. The Bible describes so many ways that God expresses his goodness through the compassion, the mercy, and the grace that he has shown to us through Jesus Christ. Through his intervention in our lives, we celebrate because God does good. And church, that's why this is a celebration Sunday, because God is good. I can hear, even in my own mind now, so many of you in your homes, church scattered, just shouting all the time, God is good, all the time, God is good. And because God is good, God does good. And church, we've got so much to celebrate because over the last year, God has done so much good. Just take a look at this. Over the last year, through our family of churches, we have seen, look at this, over 580 people come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if that excites you, hit the heart button on that church online platform. Type amen, hallelujah on the Facebook Live. Just don't just sit there. Type something. Do something. God has done good. Over 500 people have come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ through this ministry over the last year. In addition to which, we see 142 baptisms. Part of the challenge with that, of course, is since March, none of us have been able to baptize anymore. So this is the COVID-restricted number. God has done so much good. Now, you may be new to Central over recent months, and you may see this term, water's edge, and you may not know what I'm talking about. Well, in 2015, God laid it upon our hearts to look around our church, to see what we have been blessed with, and on the basis of the scriptures, we recognized that to whom much is given, much is required. We realized that God was asking us to use what we had been given to start a movement whereby we could help other churches grow in their missional calling where God had placed them. And so in 2015, we were about 2,700 people gathered in this one site in Holland, Michigan. But over the last year, from 2019 through 2020, this is what we found. We found it through our missional partners across the world. There are now over 1,000 people gathering every weekend in worship. In the United States alone, we have seen our numbers grow to about 5,500 people. And so from 2,700 people back in 2015-16, we have seen God grow this movement, this family of churches, so that it now impacts over 6,500 people every single weekend. Can you believe that? God is good. And because God is good, God does good. And the good that God chooses to do is through his church. And we just recognize that as a church, we've been blessed with so much. And so we kind of worked on how can we give what God has given to us and bless other churches with it. And we've now come up with 7 processes, systems that we use as a church that we have found ways through technology to bless churches all across the globe. And church, it is working. And what I want to do right now is not simply have you take my word for it. What I really want to do is I want to encourage our campus pastors who lead these churches just to share their thanks to you, because all of this is possible because you, church family, have been generous, as Chris said a few moments ago, with your time, with all of your energy, and also you've been faithful with your giving. And because you've done all of that, we have just been able to sow seeds into a movement that is growing and expanding, as Paul writes in the letters, all over the world. Our ministry started with 3 churches. I kind of call them the old guard now. And this old guard is La Roca. There is the local church in Grand Rapids, and there is Overflow in Benton Harbor. And what we have in these 3 churches is just a brief greeting from all of these pastors, where they share just one thing. I gave them one thing that they can just share with you about what God has done. And this is the fruits of our labor, the good that God has done over the last year. Cast your eyes on this.
Un saludo a toda la gente linda de Central y todos los que componen el Water Search Network.
We just want to say hi from... to everyone at Central and everybody at Water's Edge Network.
Nosotros aquí en La Roca estamos celebrando el hecho de que el año pasado celebramos, bautizamos y discipulamos 17 nuevos miembros a la familia de Dios.
We're here celebrating that we were able to baptize, disciple 17 people into God's family.
El año pasado fue un año bendecido para La Roca, pero esperamos que este nuevo año sea aún mayor para La Roca.
Last year was a very blessed year, and our prayers and hope is that we continue on this year.
Gracias por sus oraciones, gracias por su soporte, y les amamos en el amor del Señor.
Thank you for your prayers, thank you for your support, and we love you in the name of God.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Hey, Water's Edge Network family, Central family, it's Torin from Local Church GR. Super excited to be able to share with you just a couple of highlights from this past year. One of the things that we asked God for when we first decided to set out and plant TLC here in Grand Rapids was that we would, one, have an opportunity to reach the next generation with the good news of Christ, and two, that we would really reach folks who are de-churched and unchurched. And this past year, really kind of late fall, early winter, we took a survey, and we found that almost 25% of the attenders at TLC were not attending a church before they started coming to TLC. And that is a massive, huge number of unchurched and de-churched folks that we've just had the privilege of sharing the gospel with and inviting into community and helping them begin to engage in a lifelong love relationship with Christ. And that's amazing. We also found that somewhere between 80 and 85% of our church is under the age of 40, which was shocking, especially with all the numbers that you hear about today of young people leaving the church. Friends, because of your generosity, your care, and the way that you guys help us minister, we're reaching the next generation. And we just want to say thanks. So many other stories of life change, people coming to Christ, people getting baptized, significant life transformations taking place. I can't share it all, but I just wanted to share that with you and just say thanks. We love being a part of this network. It has been so, so good for us. Thanks, guys. Love you. See you soon.
Well, hello from Overflow Church. This is Pastor Brian, and it is my honor to share with you a quick update. We've had an incredible year at Overflow Church down in Benton Harbor, Michigan. We've seen discipleship in the past year increase, which is probably one of the things we're most excited about. A year ago, we had about 38% of our people involved in groups and discipleship, and that number today in 2020 is over 65%. It's pretty incredible, and we're excited about that. In addition, just like you, COVID-19 has caused us to pivot online, and we've seen great engagement and growth online. In addition to that, our outreach has been amazing. We have been able in the last 70 days through partnerships with local restaurants, schools, farmers, local foundations, and local churches, really, you know, we believe in this better together concept. And as a result, we've been able, as of today, to distribute almost 8,000 meals to our community. That would be to families in need, students in need, and to frontline workers. God has been so good that in many ways, we are overflowing. And I just want to let you know that in the last 45 days, we've had 9 people give their life to Jesus, 9 salvations while we've been online during this time. God is moving in a big way at Overflow here in Benton Harbor, St. Joe. And I just want to thank you, Wen family and Central Wesleyan, for being a part of contributing to what God is doing here. We love you and we are so thankful for you. We are truly better together. Have a great day.
Doesn't that just get you all excited? It does for me. As Brian said there, we are better together. You know, I look at that and I think God is good. No matter what is going on in the world, no matter what is going on in my life, God is good. And because God is good, God does good. And we've seen God do so much good through the old guard there. People being saved, people being baptized, people being discipled, mission going out. All of that is possible because 4 years ago, we embarked on this journey to try and develop a movement which at its heart had 3 principles. Firstly, localized leadership. You just saw there the pastors of those churches, and even though we are all legally connected together, these people localize leadership. There's also decentralized decision making. The decisions that are going on at local level with regard to the ministries reside completely with those pastors, and we're seeing the fruit of this. And lastly, we synchronize the processes or the systems, like business office, communications, okay, mission. We've got the worship side too. We've got so many of the processes, missions, ministry, all of these best practices are synchronized and they're delivered locally. And what we're seeing is that those small to medium-sized churches, so about 150 through 3, 4, 5, 6, 700 are actually benefiting because their pastors are being able to focus more on ministry than developing all of the systems the centralist got nailed down. And so it's just been an exciting couple of years to see the old guard, as I call them, just really start to flourish where God has placed them. And then a couple of years ago, we had a challenge. Okay, we thought, this seems to be going really well, but where does God want this to go next? Dare we kind of go the next level and try and bring in and step out a little bit more? And so that's what we did. And so I'm calling these guys the new boys, the new guys on the block. We've got Redeemer down in Tampa with Pastor Mitch. We've got Zeal in Jamaica, Kingston, Jamaica with Pastor Corey. And then we have Captivate Church in San Diego with Pastor Wes. God has done so much through these 3 churches. And once again, I just want you to listen to what God has done over this last year. Listen to how God has been so good.
Well, hello, Central Wesleyan Church. My name is Mitch. I have the joy of being one of your Water's Edge Network pastors, and I'm down here in sunny Tampa, Florida at Redeemer City Church. And man, God has been doing so much in the Water's Edge family so much down here at Redeemer. We're seeing people get saved. We're seeing our church grow. We're seeing people get baptized. And God's just been on the move. We've recently merged with another church. And so God's just doing all kinds of great things here. But he's also doing some great things through the Water's Edge family that we are super excited to be a part of that. And none of that would be possible if you were not so open-handed and generous with what God has blessed you with. And so I just wanted to drop in and give you a quick little update and say a big thank you from all of us down here at Redeemer and also in the Water's Edge family. So can't wait till I can be with you in person, but we love you and are saying a big thank you from Redeemer City Church. Hope you have a great rest of your Sunday.
Hey Central, Corey here, and I just want to say thank you so much for all of your love, prayers, and support to all the international campuses, but specifically, I get to lead personally our Kingston, Jamaica campus, the church called Zeal. And God has been doing so much down in Jamaica over this last year through Zeal, but instead of hearing from me, I wanted you to hear from two of our founders and elders down in Kingston, Omar and Lizanne Azan. So I'll let them take it away, but again, thank you so much for what you're doing for all our churches around the world.
Hey Central and Water's Edge Network. This is my wife Lizanne and I'm Omar Azan, and we're from Zeal Ministries in Kingston, Jamaica. What started out as a small Bible study with about 9 people has now grown to hundreds. And we want to say to you that we've had over 100 salvations. We've moved from monthly to weekly meetings, and we've had, even through the pandemic, had our largest service ever during Easter.
Thank you so much, Central and Water's Edge, for all your support in helping us to grow God's kingdom together. We appreciate you. We love you. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Hey, Central family. We've had some really big wins here at Captivate Church in this last year. But the biggest one that I'm most excited about is the amount of people that we've seen make a decision to follow Jesus. You know, when we first started this church, we thought about all the sacrifices that God was calling us to make, leaving our jobs, leaving our home. But the thing we thought about was, man, it's going to be worth it because there's going to be people who are going to be added to the kingdom of God. And so we thought, man, I hope that happens after we start, and we've seen it. And just about a month ago, we saw our 400th person make a decision to follow Jesus, which means over 200 in the last year. And so it's been amazing to see that. We're celebrating that probably more than anything else. And of course, we're discipling these people. We really think that to believe in Jesus means you're going to go to heaven, but to follow Jesus means heaven's coming to you. And so we've been having the privilege to get these people in small groups, getting them serving, getting them to have a connection with God. And so that's been a huge win. But one more, I got to give you one more. I know you asked for one, but I'm going to be that guy and give you two because you've helped us out too much with too many wins. But first value here at Captivate is family. And what we knew is a family needs a home. And you guys have helped us get into our home this last year, which in San Diego we know is a miracle. And so we've had a home here, right here in San Diego. It's been really exciting to see it grow and see all the people that have come from it. But we have a home. It was a huge win for us. Thank you for helping us move in.
Let me just say it again, God is good. And because God is good, God does good. And God does good through his church. And once again, I just want to thank each and every one of you for jumping into this vision, for being faithful with your giving, because with everything that you give here, we're actually blessing these churches all around our country, even around our region. And we're seeing lives changed. And all of that is possible because of you. And so when I celebrate, I don't just celebrate everything that God is doing in these churches. I actually celebrate each and every one of you because you believe that God is good. And you believe that God does good through you. Through your giving, through your service, we are able to bless churches all around the country. And what's been amazing with this journey is I remember having the first conversations with our elder board about this vision. And then it's like, is this really going to work? And now the conversations, as we see that God is working, is how far does God want this thing to go? And seriously, that is one of the biggest questions that we're asking ourselves right now as we see the fruit of this ministry is, what does God want to do next? God is growing this movement of churches, and I just celebrate that, and I'm just so thankful. Now, another component of this Water's Edge family is the realization that global missions across the world is also changing. We know, even from the people that we have sent out and supported from Central, that a number of those people who were able to be in parts of the world that had unreached and unengaged people groups now find themselves, if they are able to live there, they live there with restricted visas on what they can do, but many of them are being sent home. And so it forced us to rethink, how do we evangelize the world? And so we came up with this strategy to try and do for churches and pastors and local leaders in countries around the world where they desperately need the gospel, but where the Christian community is so small. We asked ourselves, how can we do for them what we're doing across our nation? And so we started this Water's Edge International movement. And these are, at this point, some of our global partners. And we have the Ukraine. I mean, this one predates me. Way back in the 1990s, Central had a vision to help Pastor Peter Marchenko in the Ukraine, and this relationship was established. And I really believe that often we ask God, how do you want to take us into the future? And the way forward is often back. What we discover is the signposts in the past often point us in the direction that God wants us to go in the future. And I looked at this relationship with Pastor Peter in the Ukraine, and I said, God wants us to emulate that. And so that's what we did. We brought on Pastor Panna in Cambodia, highly unreached country with unengaged people. And then Pastor Sandy, who lives in Indonesia, just outside of Jakarta, Indonesia has the largest Islamic population in the world. And God is working there too. Take a look at what they have to say.
Дорогі наші друзі, Висинська церква,
наша Матерінська церква, our mother church.
Ми раді привітати вас.
We are very glad to greet you.
Я хочу поділитися особливим благословенням.
And I want to share a very special blessing to you.
Благодаря вам.
Last year we had the camp for teenagers.
Где было 60% неверующих подростков.
Where 60% were unbeliever teenagers.
И покаялось 22 подростка.
And 22 of those teenagers accepted Jesus as personal savior.
Бог настолько работает над в их сердцах, что
And God has been working so faithfully in their hearts that this year
12 из них
уже готовятся к крещению. Are getting ready to be baptized.
И 6 июня они будут креститься.
And on June 6th, God's will, we're going to have baptism.
Это особая победа.
It's a special victory to us.
Приобретение душ для церкви Божией.
New souls are gained for Christ's kingdom.
Благодарим Господа и вас.
We are very thankful to God and to you.
Yes, greeting. My name is Panna. I am a pastor of Hope and Light Church. And today, it is a very great opportunity that I can share about what God has done in the ministry here in Cambodia. So just back to December 2019, Hope and Life Church has celebrated Christmas party, or about the remembrance of the birth of Jesus Christ. And we really thank God for that time that we can able to invite other people, especially the parents of our student class, because we have the English class also, and they have come and attended in our church. So on that time, there were 247 people has come and attended. And by the grace of God, there was 15 people got saved. And this is really a good news for them, that they can come and hear the word of God, and they are willing to follow him with water baptism also. And we really thank God, and we just want to share this good news and what God has done in Cambodia to you. That Cambodia is a Buddhist country, but God still has his power to change the nation by his love also. So I really thanks, and just want to say greetings from Hope and Life Church. Thank you.
Kembali bersama dengan saya, Neta Santi Bahagia, dan saat ini saya ingin menceritakan hal yang besar yang Tuhan kerjakan melalui Gereja Pangrango. ucap syukur di bulan Desember yang lalu, kami Gereja Pangrango kembali merayakan Natal yang menjangkau. Kami melaksanakan tidak di dalam gedung gereja karena kami mendorong untuk setiap jemaat mengajak keluarga, kerabat, saudara, tetangga, teman-temannya yang belum ke gereja, bahkan diusahakan yang belum percaya Yesus untuk hadir di dalam perayaan Natal ini. Kami membuat perayaan Natal yang sangat menarik dan penuh sukacita. Dan mengucap syukur ada 550 orang dewasa hadir dan 170 anak hadir di dalam perayaan Natal tahun lalu. Dan terlebih lagi kami sangat bersukacita karena ada 55 orang dewasa mengambil keputusan untuk menerima Tuhan Yesus sebagai Tuhan dan Juru Selamat. Dan juga kami bersyukur di Natal ini hampir semua jemaat ambil bagian di dalam pelayanan. Mereka berdoa, mereka melakukan tindakan pelayanan, bahkan mereka juga mengumpulkan dana. Itu semua karya Roh Kudus. Dan terlebih kami juga mengucap syukur di tahun mulai dari Juni 2019 sampai saat ini ada 10 orang dibaptiskan dan ada sekitar 76 orang sungguh-sungguh menerima Yesus sebagai Tuhan dan Juru Selamat. Biarlah Tuhan dimuliakan dan Tuhan ditinggikan. Amin.
That's amazing, Ray. If you just look at this, all over the world, there is this common commitment to just take the good news of Jesus and to share it with the world. Why? Because we know that God is good. And because God is good, God does good, and He does good through His church. And church, all of this is possible because of you. And so we look back, and I look back on 2019-20 financial year, and I just celebrate. I celebrate the goodness of God, but I also celebrate the faithfulness of His people. And if you're a financial partner with us, if you're a ministry partner with us, I just hope that through this brief 30-minute presentation I made, that you're encouraged, that you realize that God is taking the good news that is right here in Holland, right here at Central, and He is sharing this around the world. Now, one of the key questions we had, and I want to wrap up with this, as we launched into this journey, was how we're going to finance that. And I just want you to have a look at this. When we began this journey in 2015-16, at the end of that first year, $20,000 came in from our campuses. And I want you to look at this. As we finish this year, there is basically $2.9 million has actually come in just through our United States campuses. Think about that. Think about the fruitfulness of this. And so we're here celebrating that God has transformed lives, that there is fruitfulness in terms of the people growing to be more like Jesus, but also in terms that we see the return on investment, as Chris put this earlier on, just through the giving and the growth in all of those campuses. And at Central, we celebrate something too. Over the last year, Pastor Lynn let me know this week, over the last year, what we have discovered is that we have seen $1.8 million of our debt paid off in 1 year. That is, get this, 51.8% of Central's debt has been paid off in a 1 year period. And what's amazing to Pastor Lynn and I and Pastor Mike about this is that we were thinking, man, what a year, what a strange year. We started this year by encouraging and welcoming Captivate Church into our network family and then purchasing them a building. We've ended the year with 10 weeks of church scattered, and through it all, God has been faithful. And how has God been faithful? Because God is good. And because God is good, God does good. There's one final thing I want to share with you is as we've looked at all of the growth in the campuses, and hopefully you've seen this reflected, we've recognized as a leadership team, as a board, that we need to invest in just the management of this network family. And so it's my privilege to announce to you that Chris Brown, who you met earlier on, will be kind of joining our network staff to help oversee and work with the management of our campuses. We're working with Pastor Travis and Pastor Cole. And Pastor Corey and Travis will be pointing back into Chris Brown. So Chris, it's great to welcome you as a part of our network family and church. We're just excited about what God is going to do over the next year. If God has done all of this, dream with me about what else God can do. And so I'm celebrating today. I'm celebrating the goodness of God, and I'm celebrating the fact that God has chosen us to just make a lasting difference in the world. There's something to celebrate. God has made a way. Won't you join me in praying and thanking God for his goodness? God, we thank you. We thank you that you are good. And we thank you that because you are good, you do good. And Father, we look back even on a crazy year like last year, and we just thank you for the good that you've done. Father, I'm reminded that when COVID-19 started, you just impressed on me to write on my whiteboard that you rule over the chaos and that you would lead us through it. And God, we hold on to that. You rule over the chaos. Over the chaos that is COVID-19, over the chaos that is all of the racial tension, you rule over it all, and you have promised to lead us through it. You have promised to make a way, and we just ask that you make that way in Jesus' name. Amen.